From childhood on, Max Sleaford had been fascinated by Middle Eastern fables and folk tales, and he was not alone in his enthusiasm. At the start of the 19th century, a wave of enthusiasm for Orientalism swept Europe. Curator Heike Biedermann.
So reiste Sleaford 1914 mit einem Bilderkosmos im Kopf.
So when Sleaford travelled to Egypt in 1914, he already had a world of images fueled by the fantasies he knew from A Thousand and One Nights, and which he'd already explored in his art down the years, namely in many, many drawings, prints and illustrations, such as those for Alibaba and the 40 Thieves. As a result, of course, the subjects he was interested in were already fixed in his mind. He had definite ideas about what he wanted to find in Egypt.
And find it he did, as he enthusiastically wrote to his wife from Cairo. All of life here is 1001 nights, the authentic Orient. But Sleaford's authentic Orient came from his European gaze. He simply disregarded much of the realities of life there. Nonetheless, in his art, rather than romanticizing his subject, he applied his impressionist approach to capture just what he saw.